So the question you find is, how many times should taxpayers pay again and again, and how long is the Congress going to sit on the sidelines before it stands up for the patients who can't afford these medicines that get to market with taxpayer money? Yet this report proves that the National Institutes of Health does not understand that as part of its mandate to get drugs to market quickly, it must effectively move to make sure that the patients can afford the products. I'm always struck at home when I have town hall meetings and people come up to me and say, "Ron, thanks for working to get the funding up at the National Institutes of Health, but we can't afford the medicines that their research is producing. So I'm going to do everything I can to drain the dysfunction at the National Institutes of Health. I want to reorient the agency's focus to zero in on affordability as a key part of their technology transfer work." I'd also point out that this is particularly timely right now. The Congress is going to a lengthy debate will begin in the next few weeks about Medicare reform. How do you reform Medicare if, in fact, Medicare is paying almost seven times what other purchasers are paying for the biggest selling cancer drug in the world? It's not exactly Medicare reform if you don't deal with that kind of issue. Now, because NIH didn't use its power to get a better deal for the patients and the taxpayer, Medicare has paid more than $500 million in taxpayer money to buy a taxpayer-funded drug for the taxpayers who funded it. These folks have paid at least $1,000 a dose for each of 10 rounds of Taxol treatment. They want the National Institutes of Health to focus on affordability, because having the drug on the shelf doesn't mean a whole lot if you can't pay for it. But this report shows that the National Institutes of Health didn't do all it could to advocate for the patients. In 1996, both the National Institutes of Health and Bristol-Myers knew that they had a big winner on their hands. In 3 years, Taxol had racked up $1 billion in sales. But in their contracts, the National Institutes of Health didn't use its authority to require an accounting from the drug company that Taxol would be reasonably priced.